you, Mark, may have somebody taking all that.
We're live.
Look at that.
Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm the Exhausted Tom, and we all know the Exhausted.
Let's go with Exotic. Bub.
Good morning, Bub. How are we doing today?
I'm doing really good so far. So our first live stream failed because for some reason our iPad died, which is what we run all of our equipment off of. It runs off of an iPad. So somehow, some way, it died, which it will probably do again during this live stream. So let's make it quick.
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's and
my. Not on fast forward. Just quick, but you still have to make people understand. So go again.
This.
Use your words.
Episode.
Too slow.
Brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Make sure you check us out where all of the sponsors and partners' products for the SEMA build are starting to be uploaded for sale. Miss Outlaw Boutique, you guys hear us talk about a title sponsor. The amazing Robin and Layla have done it again. These are their brand new gift baskets. We're going to talk a little bit about them in just a moment. The Outlaw is loose in Abacoa, Florida, as is Robin. They're running around down there like a bunch of Playboy bunnies like this with tails and ears. Oh, and great gift baskets. That's what rabbits carry, Bob.
Okay, speed it up. Now you're just going off track. How are we looking on our battery over there, Chief?
Miss Outlaw Boutique. That's msoutlawboutique.com. On Facebook, on Instagram, all over the place. The Outlaws lose 561-660-6695. By the double gold winner coming out of San Francisco, California, made right here in West Palm Beach. Monkey in Paradise. The monkey reminds you, Bub.
Please drink responsibly.
And finally, the Guinness World Record holding largest cars and coffee event, Bub. Help me.
What? Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach?
It is. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, ladies
and gentlemen.
I don't
know if you're waiting for a date, a name, a place, a location.
Give it all.
Palm Beach Lakes, exit 71 off 95 South here in South Florida. Can't miss it. Great time. 20,000 plus attendees, 2,000 plus cars every time. It is the last Sunday of every month with the exception of November, which is going to be, I believe it's like the 19th. We have to confirm
19th,
that date.
Yes, please. I confirmed it this morning.
It is the 19th of November because we do have Thanksgiving, that last weekend of November. Probably going to eat a lot of food that weekend, so I'm going to work out really hard prior to that. But listen, let's talk about what really matters here. Not the cars. Wait, those matter. Not the turkey.
Bub.
That matters.
Have you seen the SEMA Mustang?
SEMA Mustang. Where is it? Who knows what happened to it? That thing is stupid.
What happened to it this morning, Bub?
5:30 this morning, Eastern Standard Time, so that is a.m. super, super early.
I wrecked it.
He did not wreck the car. No chance. He hasn't even driven the car. I want everyone to know that. He hasn't driven it. He hasn't even sat in the freaking thing. No chance it's going to happen. If he does, I'm knocking him out for sure. So I will tell you what, man. That car had two magazine photo shoots already. We've had media production come through. We did television production with the car yesterday.
Would you like to talk about the TV show, Bob?
Yeah, so I don't really want to give too much information out until like we're ready to drop that yet. So I'll tell you what, we had television production run all day long yesterday afternoon for all of those annoying clients out there that called me every 5 minutes. That's exactly what we were doing. You can't tell your production team that's getting paid $100,000, go screw yourself, you gotta wait while I take this call, right?
We officially began filming the new show with LGW Media Works yesterday. And it is in the bag. It was actually a documentary piece on how it all got started.
Yeah, man. So a lot of fun so far, a lot of hard work going in, a lot of long hours. I didn't leave here, BEM main facility, until about 2 o'clock this morning. So it's been all week long, all month long. I've been literally just working Monday through Sunday here at the facility till 12, 1, 2, 3 in the morning.
We've been grinding it out.
Getting this stuff done so all the client rides are taken care of. All of our sponsorship stuffs are taken care of, plus the SEMA build itself. That is now literally loaded in the trailer, in the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports trailer, getting ready to head out at, again, 3 a.m. in the morning tomorrow, so tonight, 3 a.m., so about 12, 14 hours away. That car will be loaded, heading out to Las Vegas, Nevada, for SEMA 17, where it is just literally going to rock the world.
It's going to be a great, great, great time and a great show. It's been an exhausting 30 days. Very hard. You know, you don't go to bed till 3 in the morning. You got to answer that alarm at 5:30.
Yep.
It sucks. Bub, we're talking a little bit about the Monkey in Paradise Challenger. We've had this car for a while. It was a total loss.
Yep.
We're in out of our pockets about $7,000 now to get this thing right. People don't understand. Sometimes when you want to do a job right, you don't push out the door.
Yeah.
You slow your roll. What we also did, Bub, is not only get the car running or looking good again and get it straight, you did a beautiful job recreating this car and saving it from a total salvage. to also adding in performance upgrades to the car as it was being put back together.
So let's talk about that for a minute, man, because I'll tell you what, the insurance company didn't pay us to put a cold air intake or engine performance modification, suspension. They didn't pay us to do any of those aftermarket upgrades and customization. However, we know our client, we know exactly who he is and what he wants and what he's involved with in terms of like the car community, right? Monkey Paradise Premium Vodka, the Social Vodka, all these guys are very high-end, exotic, very high-end, classy car guys. You know, the five-star restaurants, just the very rich, the stylish lifestyle that you get here in South Florida, Palm Beach more specifically. So we wanted to make sure that we gave him not only a beautiful product in the end, but something that was a step above what it ever was, right? So if the insurance company is paying me for, let's just throw it out there, paying me for $76, I think, and 2 cents for the factory airbox assembly for this thing, I went out of pocket to order in a $340 cold air intake assembly to put on this car. So huge difference in loss there. That has to come from somewhere. It either comes from my pocket in the parts or just comes right out of the labor side of it. And that's just being honest. But we're giving the client something better. It's going to perform better. It bolts onto this car. This is a direct fit from Air Raid for all of the Challenger SRT series. So this is a upgraded performance. It's going to be much better. Why would you buy stock and you know in the future you're going to do those upgrades?
You're right there. So the factory airbox was actually broken.
Yeah, it was. The impact of this car, it was literally every corner of this car, we've talked about it multiple times, was hit. Everything from the rear of this car all the way to the front. I mean, the quarter panels, the trunk, the bumper, the doors, the fenders, the front end, the core support, every sensor, every nut, every bolt, every piece is brand new from Mopar. We've done a couple of sneak peeks on this stuff in the past, over the past couple months, as we've done the repairs. And again, the insurance company wanted to pay us for all aftermarket used or reproduction parts, all junk stuff. Not going to do it. If it's $100 for a factory fender, I'm going to go all the way and go $200 and buy the brand new Mopar fender. It's going to cost me more in the end, going to take more out of my pocket from a profit standpoint. Anything that we would have made is gone, essentially.
By the way, how much profit have you made on this?
Oh, zero chance on this freaking thing. It's a total loss at this point. So I'll tell you what, we use Mopar parts. So now when you go through this car, literally everything about even just factory handles, the window drop, everything does exactly what it should do. This side of the car was the worst part of the car. It was completely destroyed in the fact that everything was pushed in all the way to the point where the seat brackets were broken, pushed in about 6 inches, center console broken, door
side curtain, headliner,
everything you could possibly imagine was broken, damaged, destroyed, and it is all fixed. As you can see behind me, this thing is freaking beautiful, all the way down to the factory airbag stickers, where they belong now.
Yep, exactly. That's how it would have come from. As it moved down the assembly line, you now have the factory airbag sticker hanging from the glove box door.
Yeah, man. So, you know, turned out great. We're super happy with the car. We're down to the final, literally final assembly on this car, getting the final pieces on it. Not a single light on the dash. This thing, literally, when it was towed in here from the six car plus pileup that it was involved in, it had, I've never seen a dash that had so many lights on, dude. I mean, we're talking like adaptive cruise control, the traction control, ABS light, check engine light, set tire pressure light, airbag light? Jesus, man, this thing had freaking red lights on, yellow lights, orange lights. The whole dash was illuminated. Now you get in the car, you start it, it's beautiful, just like factory.
The wheel, what do you call it, Bub? What's the one with the car and it has the...
That's the traction control.
Light. Yep. Everything was on this day.
Yep.
So, Bub, beautiful job here. We're wrapping this car up, getting ready to get out of here. We're finishing up an Equinox as well that was equally banged up. That car was totaled as well. We had to put control arms on this thing, the insurance estimate, and then it's been a nightmare.
Yeah, it's, it is. So, you know, we've got all that done. You know, we've got a client that's getting ready to go out, just blown away, super happy. We've done a lot of the paint mods to the car as well as not only retaining that factory-style finish, but remember, if you do recall, this car had a bunch of matte black striping on it. Well, we wanted to upgrade that as well. So black striping, it had stripes on the bumper, the fenders, the door, it just stripes all over the freaking car. So we pulled all that down because they're very clean-looking cars. Clean looking guys that own these things, and they want to just represent that higher class, very clean line look, not so over the top, just throw a freaking bunch of stuff all at it. So all that's been done as well. Looks amazing, starts right up, runs beautiful, drives freaking beautiful. Couldn't ask for much more. And now we're going to be laying down some raw horsepower,
additional horsepower
to the rear.
Performance in air intake.
Yep. So we'll move this factory 485 up over that 500 mark easily, and that'll just be super fun.
Is that what
this
came from the factory?
Yeah, 485 was factory.
That's pretty
which is pretty solid, respectable. Probably the way that the car got totaled in the first place, not this whole sitting at a stoplight thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. This thing spun around a few times and got a little out of control.
You know, it got hit on the side, and the owner hit the gas pedal. And
that's what happened. Yeah. That's how that thing kept going like a tornado.
But still couldn't keep up with the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetic SEMA Mustang.
No chance.
That's laying 603 horsepower.
Yep.
And it's funny, I see all the kids around here with their Mustangs trying trying to make noise with their exhaust, and I'm thinking, you know what? You haven't come up against the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Mustang yet.
Yeah.
That car looks absolutely stunning, Bub.
Yeah, man, it turned out insane. If you guys haven't seen it, go to the Instagram page, instagram.com/Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That is the best place to see sneak peeks, final shots, magazine shots. Even here on our Facebook wall, you can scroll down, you'll see a couple of them. We've been doing them as they've gone. Turbonetics has done reposts on it. GoCPE, Custom Performance Engineering, they have done reposts on the car. Precision
Steeda,
has
Precision,
done it. Steeda, SEMA, everybody has shared this car everywhere. It is going to seriously rock SEMA when this thing gets out there. This is probably one of the, literally, I was here till probably 2 o'clock last night, standing outside. Literally, I had film lighting all set up around the car while I was detailing this thing, soap and watering this thing at like 1 o'clock in the morning, getting this thing ready for its final bath. And I'll tell you what, dude, this thing is just an animal. I mean, pictures don't do it.
We were talking about the Photoshop with the photos that were done this morning. They were done at the beach, Bob.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a very tropical thing. Bob.
Yep.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we ask you to come out and see the car at SEMA with us, please. It'll be posted up. I've been doing a lot of marketing today with the car, thanking all the sponsors and promoting the car, putting it out on the SEMA website so people are getting their first look at it.
Yep. With that, dude. Can we talk about this candle right here?
This.
Hold on. I need to.
Sounds good.
Dude, so, this smells like I'm holding a freaking Christmas tree in my hand.
It does. Let's talk a little bit about the genesis of this. Robin and Layla own this Outlaw Boutique. You guys know that they are a title sponsor. Robin has been in the has her master's degree in skincare.
Yep.
So she understands the gentleness of a touch. She's very good with lasering equipment, all of that stuff. She's a girl's girl, okay?
Yep.
So Robin, throughout her retail experience in her younger years, was very good at setting up displays, owned a lingerie store and everything, and brought all of this prior business knowledge forward when her and Layla opened this Outlaw Boutique.
That's right.
We see the quality of that right here. We've often explained that this Outlaw Boutique is the boutique of accessories and fashion, okay? And it's the greatest in edgy apparel. So here we have, Bub, one of the baskets, for example, that we talked about yesterday. This basket, these cannot be ordered online. They can only be bought in the store.
Not going to lie, I thought this was Tito's. Keep going.
It's Monkey in Paradise, ladies and gentlemen.
It's not.
So
it would have much cooler label.
Hair.
You'd be drunk by the time it was done.
Yes, you would. This particular one, notice that these baskets come with a very cool scented candle.
Yep.
Very, very cool. And Robin knows a lot about aromatherapy and how it works, okay? And it comes with the brush, and it comes with hair products, and it comes with a hair clip, and it comes with, you know, a net hair.
It's I thought that was a diaper, actually.
It's a very girl's girl basket. And you can use these for birthdays, Bub. You can use them for Christmas. You can buy them for yourself. This particular basket, another thing that Robin is very good about, she loves animals and nature, as do we, Bub.
Yep.
So this one has a cute little squirrel or a rabbit that comes out of it. These, ladies and gentlemen, are sponges. Sponges. As soon as water hits them, they expand about 10 times their natural size. It has a pumpkin mask for ladies to do their mask. It comes with a $10 off card from Miss Outlaw Boutique, as does every one of these gift baskets. It has face wipes. It has the best. Dermatologica is the best product you can buy, but it's very, very expensive.
Yep.
It's for people's eyes. And while you're doing your face, it's all about the environment and taking care of yourself. You light a very fun candle. These gift baskets are available only by walk-in at this Outlaw Boutique.
Yep.
And it's part of the great fun stuff that they do over there. It's got a very country edge. It's got a very edgy vibe. It's a different boutique than anything you've ever seen.
It is. A lot of fun, man. The girls do a killer job over there. It's super, super festive, man. Even though in South Florida, you don't really have seasons, they make sure all of the Outlaw girls, Robin, Layla, all of the Miss Outlaw Boutique girls, every one of them goes out there and they do these fall festive things. So it's very, like, plaids. And, like, Layla did a photo shoot yesterday with a girl in a field. That was a beautiful setup and scene that she did. So you haven't, I don't know if you've seen those photos yet.
I haven't seen any of them yet. I know the photos that took place.
It's pretty tough. So it's pretty solid, man.
I understand Layla did the shooting, actually.
She did, yeah, and that's what's pretty surprising, dude. So the girl not only stands behind the camera, she stands in front of the camera. She designs everything that's on that camera. She sees the whole set, so she's got that creative style to her. But that's exactly what they do over at Miss Outlaw Boutique in downtown Abacoa. They literally set it up so that even though you don't feel seasons here in South Florida, it is 75, 80 degrees outside still right now. Not cold. Night times get kind of cold. Last night was down to about 65 or so, 60, something like that. So
59.
Dropped pretty cold, and that's 1 degree lower than 60, by the way. So it's, you know, the girls go out there, they have the long sleeve stuff, the long pullover coats, the stuff that makes it feel like fall, like festive, and it's really cool, man, the way they've got the hay bale set up in the store with, like, the pumpkins everywhere. So it's really, really cool, man. I went in there and just started ripping the hay bales apart.
I was dancing with the mannequins on top of the hay bales.
Yeah, I've done that quite a few times, actually.
I was doing Billy Ray Cyrus's Achy Breaky Heart.
Stop, dude. Huh? Probably get copyright infringement on that one or something.
Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Copyright.
Yeah, they'll send me a freaking click here to appeal this product branded crap.
Just click here to appeal, appeal Facebook.
I will. They'll send it to me this afternoon. Watch, guarantee it.
And they don't have any. They don't. Come on, man.
Yep.
I don't know what they're talking about.
No chance.
But we got to get back out here and get ready to go. We wanted to share the Monkey in Paradise Challenger with you and the performance upgrades that are going into it, as well as the beautiful things that Miss Outlaw Boutique is bringing to you.
Yep.
It's really amazing.
So stay tuned, man. We will be, let's see here, today's Thursday. We'll be live tomorrow. We'll be live Saturday from our daily podcast show that we do. Sunday, we fly out to Vegas. All next week, you guys are just going to have to stay tuned. We are going to be 3 hours behind on West Coast time, right, being out in Vegas. It's 3 hours.
7 hour flight out.
Yes. So we will be behind in the Eastern schedule there, but stay tuned. If you guys aren't following our page, follow it now. You can click the follow button. And then anytime we do go live from SEMA, we are going to do behind the scenes, VIP, backstage, full access. We will be showing you guys literally selfie modes from Las Vegas,
the VIP party,
the 17th. Yeah. So you guys stay tuned for that. Keep your phones close.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep.
Till tomorrow.
Let's keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, where the finest motorsport is brought to you every day. 6 days a week, seven even on Sunday with the most recent show. Big thanks to Amy out there and Jay out there at Blog Talk Radio. They're helping us restructure the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsport show so it's even bigger and better. Some great changes are going on there. Please stay up with us on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, all of them under Doing It Bubba Style. It's right there for you. Miss Outlaw Boutique, for the finest in boutique fashion and apparel and the nicest girly girl gifts you can possibly have, it is Miss Outlaw Boutique, 561-660-6695. The lovely Robin and Layla are doing a killer job, crushing it every day with new, innovative, girly ways to take care of yourself. Girls, go visit Miss Outlaw Boutique online or in person at 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108. Pick up these great baskets and great apparel for yourself, or guys, shop for your girl. You're guaranteed to impress. Monkey in Paradise, the two-time double gold winner coming out of San Francisco, California, brewed right here in West Palm Beach. The Monkey reminds you, ladies and gentlemen, please drink responsibly. And finally, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world right here in the Palm Beaches. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach. Ladies and gentlemen, until tomorrow, please reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner. Open the doors for somebody whose hands are full or is elderly. If somebody has holes in the bottom of their shoes, give them a pair of yours or take them to Payless. It's cheap. They're hungry. You don't have to give them your money if you don't want to, but McDonald's, Chevron, any of those small places, you can get them a meal for $5 or under. Until tomorrow, then let's make sure we take care of those animals out there, ladies and gentlemen, as well. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep on doing it. Bubba style. Thank you for letting us be part of your life.